This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Gladys Halloran, GladysHalloran. Date of birth 03/09/1942. Date of appointment January 31st, 2023. Requesting physician Kevin Cope, KEVINCOPE. Dear Dr. Cope, I have the pleasure of seeing Gladys Halloran today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she's 80-year-old, left-handed Caucasian woman who was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease about 10 years ago by Dr. Lynch, L-Y-N-C-H. She's having tremors in the left upper extremities. Sometimes she sees double. She's not driving anymore. She's getting physical therapy because of the right hip fracture and status post-surgery. She walks with the help of walker. She does not have difficulty in swallowing. Memory is not good. She forgets easily. Stability is not good. Past medical history, Parkinson's disease, chronic pain. GERD. Past surgical history. Right hip open reduction, internal fixation, left wrist surgery. Allergy, Ultram, medication, carbidopa, levodopa, 25/100, 3 tablet, 4 time daily. Carbidopa, levodopa, extended release, 50/200 mg, PO2 tablet at night. Duloxetine, 60 mg, 2 capsule daily, famotidine, amantadine, probiotic, aspirin 81 mg, atorvastatin 20 mg, gabapentin 100 mg 3 times daily, Pavlovid, antacid, Tylenol. Social history: does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. He is widow, lives in the assisted living, have 7 children. Family history: mother deceased at 93, father deceased 85, had Parkinson's disease, 3 sisters, 3 brother. Review of the system: I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, IGN, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having memory loss, numbness, tingling, weakness, trouble walking, muscle pain, joint pain. Physical examination: blood pressure 130/75, heart rate 72. Respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1-S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft bowel sound present. Next apple, there is no carotid bruise, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Neurological examination: patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3. I did the mini mental status examination and she scored 27 out of 30. No aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift. There is no There is no pronator drift, mild rigidity present, action tremor present in both hands. Motor system examination is 10, 5 or 5, deep tender reflexes 2 or 4, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Gait, when she walks, she is limping on the right side. Rombach test positive. Assessment and plan, 80-year-old left-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, Parkinson's disease. Number 2, dementia. Number 3, peripheral neuropathy. Number 4, gait ataxia. Number 5, tremor. Number 6, rigidity. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to continue the carbidopa, levodopa, 25 over 100, 3 tablet, 4 times daily, and carbidopa, levodopa, extended release, 50 over 200 milligram, 2 tablet at night. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. Patient is very stable, Parkinson-wise. I would like to see her back in my office in 6 months.